Base Field.
Base Field?
I mean, that's not the name of the airport, but you know, Base Field and the airport is so close together that it used to be called Base Field.
I see. Well, what is Base Field now?
Base Field is something like the Weather Bureau.
Oh, is it military stuff too?
You can consider that because they got a few military outposts like that, like a quartermaster, you know, where you can go, PX.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're still eligible to shop at PX, aren't you?
No.
Only while you were actually in the store.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. That's real cheap. Did you get a card of cigarettes at PX for about $2 or something?
Well, it was $2.50 last time I was there.
$2.50, okay. And if you were driving in from, say, Montgomery, what road would you come in on?
I came in from Montgomery, I think, three times. Each time I came through the town.
Okay, but what's the name of the road?
To enter the city.
Well, the highway.
I-10.
Okay. Now, what do you call those kinds of roads? Do you call them highways or interstates?
Well, you got some to call them highways, you got some to call them interstate.
Okay. What would you call I-10?
I-10.
Oh, which is it, an interstate or a highway?
It's an interstate.
Okay.
I would probably call them a highway, though.
Alright. Where would you stop along the highway if you wanted to rest for a while? What are those places called?
Joints.
No, I mean, you know, the whole areas where you pull off and they've got picnic
tables. Oh, don't roadside. I don't know what they call them.
Have you ever heard them called just rest stops?
Yeah, they call them, that's the name of them, rest stops, and places like that. Like a sign that say rest stop 10 miles ahead. Rest stop next right. We just call them the stops on the road.
Okay, fine. All right, what do you call the thing that's painted down the middle of the road to keep you in your lane?
White line, yellow line.
Okay. Where do you get off an interstate?
Interstate? Mm-hmm. Most of the time we call it the underpass. Like saying, if we get off at Government Street, Apple Boulevard.
Right.
We just say we get off at the Apple Boulevard underpass or overpass.
Would you ever say exit?
Yeah, exit. Same thing, but most of the guys I hang out with don't say exit. You know, they just say underpass or overpass or
okay.
Intersection.
Have you ever heard that called a viaduct?
Yeah, well, not that.
Okay, what's
that? I think we got two as I know of. One is in Pritchett and one is downtown. In the back of downtown, in the industrial area. It's a bridge that go over train track, a several train track.
That's what
they refer to as a lot of.
Okay. Are there any other roads in Mobile that, like on this interstate, you can only get off at certain underpasses or get back on?
Yeah, it's a negative.
What?
It's a negative.
Yeah, right, okay. Are there any other roads in Mobile that aren't interstates but have this kind of way that you can only get off at certain exits rather than intersections? You know, they don't have stoplights or anything.
They don't have stoplights
right,
there?
Just major roads that, they look like interstates, but they aren't.
I wouldn't say major roads. Okay. I don't think we have that at all.
Okay. What would you say the main streets of Mobile are?
Government Street, Mobile Street, Spring Hill Avenue, Airport Boulevard, McGregor Avenue.
Okay. Are most of these pretty wide streets?
Well, most of them are pretty wide except Mobile and McGregor.
Okay.
McGregor. They might have already widened it out. They were in the process of widening. Like Mobile Street was scheduled to start being worked on January the bridge. Like they started on it, but they had to stop because they had to buy up a lot of property and stuff, and they never did start back. They're in the process of working on it now.
Okay.